All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Well, hello there.
I had a perfect opportunity to do our intro then.
Do it then.
Fuck it.
Do it. Do it.
Oh no, I've deleted it.
Us?
No, I haven't. I moved it.
Nah.
Welcome to another episode of Friendly and Daisy Podcast, a podcast not suitable for children. For a bleeped version of this episode, please visit .org.asm. My name's Andy and I'm here with co-host
Dave.
go on. What accent was that?
No, it's just Dave.
Just Dave. Do you want to change that a bit? My name's Andy, and then you can go, my name's Dave, or whatever.
Just Dave.
Just Dave.
That's, if I had a name badge on me, I'd just say Dave.
just Dave. Hi, my name is just Dave. Dave.
Just Dave, the first.
And together we're here to...
Oh, I wasn't ready. We are here to tingle your taste buds, ooh, enlighten your brain, ooh, and
promise a lot and fulfill none of them.
And give you some meaty content.
Fill you with false hope and promises.
Fill you with human fruit. What the?
No, they're made of human fruit.
Well, those are the people we cut up on the mask.
Yeah, and then we fill the other people up with human fruit from the first human fruiters.
Yeah, the human fruiters.
Human fruity boys.
Fruity boys.
I've been sitting on a cushion all day, and I've taken it off, and now I feel really low and little.
I now feel like Napoleon.
Yeah. I just feel like a tiny boy.
Tiny boy.
Now, don't believe everything you read online. This podcast is about Daisy. We just don't tend to prove it in the intro, really.
No, because obviously our name is sort of an intro to what we're doing after the intro.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Dave. The audio recording intro. That is a post-intro conversation. The title is the intro.
100%. We give you a little snack at the start. We talk about us because we're a podcast. And then we move on to the Daisy shit. And then you may hear some banterific things. You may not. It might just be another one of them Olympic episodes.
I think that would hold up in a court of law.
Yeah.
Objection.
Sustained.
Overruled. No, wait, that's not my job.
No, that was mine. You're nicking my jobs.
What else do they say? Objection.
Quiet in the fucking court, you...
Hey, that's that.
Right, that's it. I'm going to fine you for my obstruction.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Judge.
Right, Sheriff. Oh, have you seen the meme with Jamie Foxx and when they're like Southern Americans moved up not be like the punishment is you're gonna eat the biggest and spiciest bowl of jambalaya. It's called court something like main justice. That's what it's called.
Never heard of it.
I'll have to watch it. Main justice. It's got the guy who plays Ted Lasso.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's the court guy. He's so fucking funny, man. He just makes people laugh with just changing the script. Improv.
Right. One side effect of having an actual intro to these episodes is, well, we chat. Well, I've got nothing. I want to just jump into the episode now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we should naturally progress to the plug, moving on to the intro.
Oh, we could do a little plug. We've not done a plug in a little while, Dave.
No, I don't want to plug. Oh. I don't want to say that we're on Spotify. Here we go. I don't want to do that, sir. You cannot find us on all the pocket wags and goddamn schisms that you can find every other podcast on.
Here's the plug. Here's the plug that we should. Whatever you are listening to us on right now, do us a favor and give us a little rating, a little review. If you're on Spotify, they've got that comment section thing now as well.
Unless you're Malinar, then you can keep your comments to yourself.
Yeah, or Hipkelt, to be fair. He's
or Hipkelt, fuck's sake.
And Oyster. Should we just, like, fuck them all off?
No, Oyster's all right. He's just unsavoury.
I reckon we should just record this episode just for us two.
Like, you have a cheerful room and Oyster comes in and then, like, literally on, like, as soon as you go, the standard drops massively to, like, dick jokes. So that was Oyster's here. Jesus. That's normally me. So fair play, Oyster. You've outdone me on something.
I reckon if I was at like a funeral and both you and Oysted were there, he'd definitely be the first person to show someone a dick pic.
I wouldn't be doing it like so bad. It would be like Wedding Crashers, was it? Will Farrell's there trying to pull like widows.
It'd just be like, I don't want to cheer you up. Look at this.
Look at this. All shapes and sizes.
It's like a pick-a-mix. It's a dick-a-mix.
On this subject, right? On this subject, right? You know, like all this lovely ancient Roman like sculptures that always got like little tiny like micropenes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they, people go over there to look at that sort of stuff. It's so shit that when I tried to show people mine and Greg's, they kicked me out. There's fucking art in Italy, and when I do it, it's fucking off to jail.
All right, there we go. That's our signal. Let's roll the intro.
Well, welcome into this episode of How Good Is Get Good? We come to this conclusion of this episode, or the idea of this episode, is I done a personality test at work for a team building day. We had to fill out 120 questions, quick fire ones, and it come up with...
Nonce.
What the fuck? It didn't come up with that word.
I knew that's where the conversation was going. I was getting it ready. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's I am 89% judgy, but I'm also 91% accurate on the judging part. So it is really in depth. It's called some scale. They do it for like managerial stuff and all that sort of thing to gauge. Like new managers do it to gauge their staff. So I'm like, oh, I'm judgy as hell. I'm worse than Shaniqua. Yeah, so I thought...
Have you got someone at work called Shaniqua?
No, just Shaniqua judgy as hell, man. Shaniqua got her bob and her weave on and she should judgy as hell. And I was kind of thinking, like, how are you judged on how good you are at DayZ? There's so many different aspects to the game, isn't there?
I think we need to start by defining a few core elements of the game, and then we can kind of barrel everything into that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, put all the criteria into those maybe three or four different areas.
Yeah, well, guys, if you think, like, you're good at DayZ... Think why you think you're good at DayZ. Now, Andy, you consider you're good at DayZ because of... This is your part.
Oh, did you want me to, finish that?
This is your part.
Hey, we finish each other's...
Buttholes. What the hell? We finish each other's walnut whips. What the fuck?
I feel like I'm pretty good at DayZ. Because these are our starting statements, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to disprove ourselves going through the episode.
Yeah.
I feel I'm pretty good at DayZ because I rarely struggle at the things I try to achieve.
100%. 100% agree with that statement. Mine is, I believe I'm good at DayZ because if I'm going for a DayZ run where I just want to survive and loot up and stuff... I'm very good at surviving, which is one of the fundamental things of DayZ. It's a survival game.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
I believe a lot of people out there, so I was doing my stream at the weekend, and I was just thinking, you know, like, people judge certain people on how good they are, and we done that episode on Olympics, and actually, we were just basically rating people. Weren't we really? We weren't. It wasn't nothing about gold medals, silver medals, all that bullshit. It was just we were judging people on what they were good at. Now, if you're watching a streamer, for instance, Tope Rec, you ain't watching him for his base building ability, are you?
No.
And he will consider himself very good at PvP, so player versus player, and killing people. That's his sort of. That's how he's made his name. Now, that's where people consider him good at the game is his very good killing of other players. Now, there's other people that are not so good at killing other players, but they could knock you up a base or something in about 4 seconds.
Okay, all right. But then, thing is, building a base is only a small aspect of the game, right? Although it's very involved and you have to learn a lot of shit like that goes with it, it doesn't doesn't necessarily make you... I mean, this is the conversation they're going to have.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes you good at DayZ. I think that just makes you good at base building.
Okay, so but surviving... Like, I'm not the greatest at PvP, as if anyone watches my stream or our stream know that I'm not good at staying alive. I'm normally trying to get back to Andy a lot of the time. But if I was to not test myself with PvP and get myself into them encounters where I die, I reckon I could survive a whole stream, and if I see someone, run in the opposite direction and basically survive the whole fucking stream if I wanted to.
Okay, so I think we need to come up with some categories, right? We need to come up with some categories, like I said, with what are the different play styles, I guess? That's probably the thing, isn't it? What are the play styles of DayZ, and how do you know if you're good at them? So we've got PvP already, and we can dissect that. We've got survival.
We can
talk about what makes survival good, or what makes you good at survival.
Yeah.
And then what about role playing?
You know, I've watched a role player play on stream. I also watched when you used to role play when the Stalker servers were first out, and it was very intriguing. And you were very good at role playing.
Stop it
with your
run. Ron, stop it.
Ronald Weasley. Was it? But like your American accent, honestly, there are Americans out there that probably still think you're American.
Nah.
Or there may be some Dutch guys out there that still are convinced that the accent you're doing now is fake, and the one that he first heard you with was real.
Oh, that was so funny when I finally came out to Wes.
The funniest thing was when I was watching you edit music, and there's this random character, as we know, is the old oak tree of DEFCON, and he goes, "What the fuck is this accent?" And you're like, "Oh shit."
Oh, just practicing my English accent. Yeah.
It was so funny. I was watching your stream live, and then you had to explain to someone that only heard your American accent.
Oh, anyway, right. That's too sidetracked. Okay. Yeah.
But role play. Role play is another play style that you can definitely be good or bad at.
Okay. So what else have we got?
PvP. Survival/PvE.
Okay. Oh, well, what about...
Because it comes under survival. Player versus element is basically survival, isn't it? You're against the elements. Yeah. You don't want to test yourself against other players. Role play.
I think that might be because there's going to be so many other things that fit into PvP and PvE.
There's a lot of things that fit into...
Like...
Brendan's mum, yeah. I'm joking. But I never, Ricky.
Well, you can't put people's fucking surnames in, your bellend.
You can't, no. Brendan's mum's got it going on.
Right. This is the kind of shit I have to deal with. I have to fucking edit that now. I'm going to have to find a sound to then put over that so it sounds natural. Although you
just delete
something out.
No, I'll delete the whole thing.
No, I won't. As I'm part of the Editor's Guild, and I have sworn a duty to sure that to edit as forthcoming and truthful to the original as possible.
That's why we do ours pre-recorded. Now, what other play styles then? What other play styles do we have then? Like, I don't think there is many more than them three, really, is there?
I think we should go with those three and then see what things fit into those three.
Yeah, because I think a lot fits into the survival/PvE.
Yeah, I do as well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's get in. So what do you want to start with first? PvP or PvE or a play?
Let's start off with the RP.
RP?
Yeah, let's start off with RP and get that out of the way.
All right, okay. So let's go with like S tier. What makes you S tier at roleplay?
What's S tier?
Fucking calls himself a gamer.
I'm a boomer.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, Jesus.
What did I call you the other day?
Many things.
What a 6'2" lanky pasty bastard.
Oh,
in your
mum's
basement.
Oh yeah, you motherfucker, man. Jesus. I was getting very angry. With everything that come out of your mouth that like 5 seconds after that, it didn't matter. I was angry.
Just for a little bit of context, we were both, but I promise we'll start this episode in a minute. Just for a bit of context on that, Dave and I were streaming on the weekend. Dave had people over on Twitch, I had people over on YouTube, and I said to Dave, oh, I've got someone on chat that's slagging you off. And then I was just reeling off these things that this person that wasn't actually saying, and he was getting so irate. Didn't it wind up your whole Twitch chat?
Oh man, there was people going out into America with lynch squads. They were fucking, there was a guy tightening up his lasso.
Oh my God. What was his name? Was it, it wasn't Rob, or was it Ben, or I can't remember his name. Fuck, it was ages ago now.
Oh, well, fuck. I can't remember his name either.
I know. It's because it was like a normal name. It wasn't like Dr. Feelgood or something like that.
Yeah, it's Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, exactly. You remember that?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And then like 5 minutes later, Dave said, I'm not going to lie, Andy, when you were saying that stuff, I was getting a bit angry. I know you were.
Yeah, it's like I'm working on in my personal life is not to get so angry over things that are out of my control. I guess that is a type of rehab that Andy's doing for me and helping me through this. I didn't get angry at anyone on the chat of Twitch or anything like that. I just was mega quiet. And this guy was just like, you all right? You good? I'm fucking all right. I'm all right, all right?
I think your phone's ringing.
No?
Yeah. I heard it vibrating.
Hello?
Hello, it's Dr. Feelgood. Hello.
Dr. Feelgood. Why are we doing a lot of phone calls?
Your psychiatrist.
Oh, Dr. Feel.
Yes. Dr. Feelgood, yes. Now, I want to remind you that people saying things online is not anything to get worried about, young David, okay?
Well, it wasn't me. I didn't get the squad. I didn't get the squad.
The more you get annoyed, the more I bill you. So, you know, it's all fine with me. I've got 3 kids and alimony to pay.
I suggest you don't come to work then with me. I was ripping fucking people's heads off the other day.
Now, none of that language. I feel like you might be slipping down a slippery slope again. Unlike my bitch of a wife.
Fucking. You're in my relationship.
Sorry, okay, right. Well, anyway, just remember, keep calm and carry on. Okay, ta-da, bye.
What?
You alright? Taking personal calls? You done?
Yeah, taking personal calls. I mean, right. It come up with spam caller afterwards, but I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
S tier. What's S tier?
S tier is like God tier. It's above A. Oh.
So I can't name any streamers out there, and if people do watch RP streaming, it's great. But I think if S tier streamer, like, either comes to mind when you think of roleplay, I think of Erno.
Okay, yep.
There are probably a lot of people that do it a lot more than Erno, but actually, like, he's the guy that sits in my head the most. Like, very good at RPing. And S tier, if that's what it is, I'd say God tier.
Right. I'm gonna disagree with that. Only because, right? Erno, how do I put it? So Erno played that RP within the confines of RP, but played as a PvP player, if that makes sense, right? So he was out there for the story element, but he, you know, he shone when there was PvP bits. There were other players, and the ones that stand out are, there was a guy called, what was his name? His name was like Mickey, I think his name was Mickey Mouse. I can't remember if that was his name or not, but he was a, yeah, exactly. He wasn't a bandit. He was one of the other squads or whatever, but he put on a voice and he was a proper like psychotic character. And those are the RP players that I feel are S tier when they have like a complete persona change. Whereas Erno was pretty much just a side step from how he normally is, just had to be confined within the rules,
so,
right?
So you're saying like an S tier player would be at home, they would be nervous character, not so outgunned, and then when they're like playing the game, like playing RPing, they got like, they're fucking Billy Big Balls, they're running the shot.
Have you seen that old man character on GTA RP? Right, yes, that yes. is what I'm talking about. So he's RPing as an old man and just plays that character, right?
Yeah.
Which is completely different from the norm. And that's what I'm thinking would be the best thing for
Obviously,
RPers.
We know what shit-tier RPers are. They're people that can't stay in character. They're, you know, they're only there
breaking fourth wall and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just... Sorry, you've got Discord going on in me here. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah, that sort of... like metagaming sort of person as well. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, to watch a good RPer is actually fun to watch. It's like a story going on. Yeah. You got to try and gauge it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And I feel that they that's why we've gone with them first. I feel they're like the most underrated of the good gamers because they know how to play the game fully, but they're just... they're immersing themselves fully in the game.
If you want to find some really good DayZ RPers, play DayZ Underground.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It is one of the most OG RP servers that there are out there, but their characters are really well established as well. Like, people know people around the map. I mean, that is the sign of a good RP player, where you're known for what your character has done in-game.
Yeah, 100%.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Like, for instance, I mean, you don't do it anymore, but you were known for Midas the Map Maker. You made the map. They knew your accent. They knew you. Everyone knew you on that map. So that is what I say is an excellent RP player. You were very good at playing the game. So you were judged on that. And if you were to ask anyone in that time, they would go, yeah, he's a very good DayZ player.
I think I hate to agree with that because you're talking about me. But yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I said it. You didn't say it. So it's not like it's not a weird flex.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. There's a guy that plays, which actually really fucking, he really annoys me, to be honest, but because he does it on non-RP servers, but there's a guy that plays Namausk as the fucking, what's his name? The clown from It.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that guy.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name either.
He also does it really shit as well. Like, it's not good. But that's all he does. That's, like, nearly there, but he just does it in a bad way, thinking, nah, that's not S tier.
Yeah, true. So, RPers can be, if you're good at RP, you can be considered very good at the game, and you're being judged in your area. So, no one's going to judge you on your PvP skills, saying that that is the benchmark for the game. No, being good at sticking to your character and... role-playing and immersing yourself in that character, but yet when you come away from the PC, you're not that character, you know, but you've got to be in it 100%. You can't make any slip-ups or anything. You've got to have a full-on backstory, the full works.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Friendly?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
I'd like to move on next to the one that I feel that everyone judges you on is PvP.
Yeah.
And I don't... maybe it's because I'm not great at PvP, but I can't see that being the full benchmark for being good at the game.
It's widely disputed that DayZ is a PvP game. It's a sandbox game. So of course it has PvP elements, but it's not Modern Warfare. You know what I mean? It always gets compared to things like Modern Warfare, Call of Duty, that kind of stuff, because people play it like that. And when we were speaking to Dozin Chopper, he was saying, look, these servers, the servers that he plays, those modded ones like... End Zone and what's the one that he said he was
Rearmed
playing now?
And
Rearmed. Yeah, they're really popular now because that's what people want to play. They don't want this interaction anymore. They want this PvP base building thing, which kind of sucks in my opinion. During stream on the weekend, I had maybe two or three different encounters that could have turned into an interaction, but they just decided to not talk, put their fists up straight away and start, you know, swinging. Like, What on earth? A couple of years ago, that would have been... I would have gone for a run with them, you know?
Yeah, true. Like, I consider... like, people judge how good they are by how many body count they have at the end, even if they get killed. I'm glad I got five people. I'm really good today. But I can't... I don't like that as a benchmark of how good you are.
I don't think it's just that, though, either, is it? It's more...
They're tactical play. They judge themselves on their tactical play. Do you know what I mean? Like, whether they... You know, if they take the fight and win the fight against a superior person, that's like, yeah, I'm really good at the game. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like that's heading towards the S tier side of it. The problem is people rate PvP so much, they don't care who they kill. And that's the problem.
Yeah, they
just
don't care
want the numbers. They want the body count. You know what I mean? That's what they care about, which is shit for everyone else.
For instance, I played a map on stream on Friday, and I was getting killed at spawn the whole fucking time by people with like, you know, tier one weapons, because they are the type of people that judge themselves on killing people. Seeing that little count at the end when you log off and it says you've killed 19 people, that history doesn't say that you killed 5 people with weapons, but like one was with a macro off your bell end and the others were all unarmed fucking freshies. Do you know what I mean? They don't, them guys don't get their endorphin rush from fucking like talking to people at like the well. They get their endorphin rush from killing people at the well that have only got a flare in their invent.
But that's the thing, is that seeking that instant gratification.
Yeah,
it's seeking that, and then as soon as they got it, it's gone again. And then they need to go, oh shit, I need to go kill someone else now. So they find someone else, so they kill, the hunt's on, they kill them, and then, oh well, I've killed him now, so...
I'll go and find the next hunt, and then they move on to the next hunt, and then they move on to the next one. And there's certain people that I don't consider good at DayZ that are very good PvP players, because before they know it, before they've moved from one hunt to the next hunt to the next one, they're red hungry, they're in a like far up north place where there's no water available, and they're starving or thirsty, and then they've got that horrible fucking lip smacking fucking animation where, you know, when you're fucking dying of thirst, and I can't watch them as a streamer, I'm done, game over, fucking clicking off.
So that's probably one of the big problems with the PvP side. So what makes it, what is the S tier of that playstyle, I guess?
Me personally, the S tier to that playstyle is someone that's willing to take the battle to people that have either similar gun level that they've got or higher. Like I said, when I say gun level, I say like if you've got a CR-527 and someone's got a BK-18, or you're going after someone that's got, say, an M4, and you're coming off on top of that battle because you're tactically better than them. But also, you know when someone's outgunned you and outflanked you, you know when to retreat and say, like, keep your life alive to keep your run going, rather than going fucking YOLO is used way too much. Fucking YOLO, fuck off, man. This is a survival game, survive.
Do you need another phone call? You're getting angry again, Dave.
No, I'm all good, man.
All right, woosa.
Woosa.
I think a lot of things play into that, right? So you've got coming out on top from being the underdog, absolutely. You've also got things like, simple things, like knowing which... There's things that are easy for everybody to attain, which is like which gun is better than the other, which bullet is better than another, how they react, the bullet drop of each weapon, the range that, you know what I mean? Maybe scoping in without having to zero your sights, just aim above. Who is it I was talking to said that they never zero?
Where's one at?
No, it wasn't. It was a really good PvP. Maybe I was watching a stream or something. But they just, whoever it was, they never zero their rifle. They just know how
they
high.
Aim off. Yeah, they aim off for effects. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they just know how high to go, like that, because for the experience that they have, getting to that level, winning most of your fights, winning when you're out of the underdog, I mean, everybody gets one tapped. Yeah. Everybody can get a lucky shot on someone and die. But it's about outwitting, outmaneuvering, outshooting,
and also knowing when to back off when you're outplayed. If that person's outplayed you in a flank that you didn't expect, knowing when to go, you know what, I need to regroup, disappear, not just full out, let's go and attack, and then you find yourself cut off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So being S tier or God tier of PvP is just actually knowing, look, you see that guy that's an easy shot, who's, you know, that it's a freshie. Don't take that shot, man. Go and find someone where you're going to better yourself. You're looking for a weapon cleaning kit. Go and kill someone that you know would have a weapon cleaning kit. That's
challenges.
Yeah, challenge yourself. A freshie, yes, they're within 10 metres. A freshie's dangerous as hell. Don't let them in 10 metres if you're good at the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Disappear. Yeah. Like, you don't need to kill that guy. Let that guy crack on. Yeah, he thinks he's got a chance against you. You're like, actually, mate, you've got no chance. I can't be asked to kill you. Do you know what I mean?
I think if that defines what an S-tier PvP player plays like, I think the opposite is true then. So the people that run around killing freshie after freshie or mid-tier after mid-tier after mid-tier, they're inherently bad at PvP because they can't do the good stuff.
Yeah,
that's why they're doing the shit stuff, you know?
They're staying in their lane, which means they're not actually good at the game. It's a rhyme.
Well, not good at the game. It's not good at the PvP, right?
Yeah. So technically, you're just good at killing freshies. So you're now being judged in that fucking category.
Yeah. Like, you know, imagine you're, I don't know, playing chess, right? And you're okay at chess, but your opponent is a goldfish.
You're going to win.
Always going to win that game of chess. Oh, I hope.
Yeah.
But you'll also never get better.
But then you play against a guy that's won, say, the World Championships, and you manage to win that one game against him. That fucking rush that you get is just...
Yeah.
You're going to get is amazing.
If you play that goldfish 100 times, you won't get better at chess. If you play if you play Taupe on 1v1 PvP 100 times,
you will kill him once. And you're going to... Even if you don't kill him once, it doesn't
matter.
No, but even if you only kill him once, you now got the experience to kill him, and now you're a better player. You'll get better by upping the level. Like, I think you find it in certain sports when you're playing against people that are better than you, you bring your level up to theirs. And then if you can maintain that level throughout, then that is your level and you are good at the game, rather than slipping back down into your freshie killing mode and being bad at the game, in my opinion.
That's it. If you want, like when you're playing old RPGs, if you want to rank up quick, you go into an area where there's like high level mobs. Pokemon, for instance, you know what I mean? If you want to rank up your fucking Charmander,
you go fight the mobs in the grass, or you go to into the Mount Moon and start attacking Clefairies.
Poor Clefairy.
Man, Jigglypuff's the best, man. But you can't fight against Jizzlypuff. You got to get that first jab into Jigglypuff. Whoa, or as soon as it starts singing, you're fucked.
You were about to call her Jizzlypuff then.
Jizzlypuff. I've seen that film. Seems to me Jizzlypuff.
Porno about stoners.
Porno about Pokemon. What the fuck have I been smoking tonight? Jesus.
Hey, man, do you want to be friends?
Survival/PvE.
I think this is going to be our biggest section, hence why we left it last.
Why you say that? We ain't got long left on the podcast.
I know. So all I'm saying is, the guys that...
We're doing it 20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes, all right?
The guys that are good at the game, I feel, are guys that go around surviving. You know, you can survive the harshest conditions very well, comfortably. I feel they're the best players of DayZ, and these come under the survival/PvE guys, because obviously they're player versus element. But I'd say survival would be because you can handle yourself against other survivors.
Wait, what? Say that last week again.
So like a survival player is a lot better than just a PvE player, because the PvE player is terrible against other players, where the survival guy knows how to survive even against other players.
Right, okay, so let's just wrap it up into one. Pretend it's not like a PvE-only server or anything like that. Is that what you're doing? Right, okay, yeah, fuck that off. No one plays PvE servers anyway.
Yeah, they do.
That's shit. No,
people
no one
play
plays
just PvE
empty.
Servers because they don't want to die.
All of them are
and
empty.
They're not good at the game, but they are good at what they do. They're not good at the game, but they're good at what they do. I'm only joking.
Yeah, where do we begin with survival, man? I feel like this, you're right, this is like the biggest...
The guys who are the best at survival are better at the game. Now, let's, for instance, go back to when we rate our streamers, right? If I say PvP, we all know what we're going to say. Who's the best PvPer? And I'm just automatically going Taupe.
Okay.
But if I go to you, Andy, who do you think is the best all-round DayZ player?
I would go TRMZ.
I would go TRMZ all day long because he can handle himself in a fight, but yet he never lets himself go to Red Hungry, really, unless he can help it in a situation where there's no food or a random server. Like, if you were to put him on the mouse, he'll quite easily survive without any, like, skullduggery.
I don't know. So if I tell you what, if TRMZ joined a full pop server on Churnerus and he had 10 lives, right? And the average time of all of those lives gave you an average or whatever. And then Minder did the same thing on a different server full of, 59 other people. I don't know who would have the higher average.
I think that TRMZ makes the better tactical all-round decisions for survival, for his character's survival, than most other DayZ players. Hence why people watch most... Well, he's the highest rated DayZ streamer. So people want to watch him and take notes on how he survives, because he is the best all-round player. He's able to handle himself against the top-tier PvP players, but also can handle himself against the harshest environments that DayZ could throw at you. Or
remember Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
Yeah, it was amazing.
You know when you were doing a grind and then you had that arrow that went on that bar left right and you had to tilt to balance, right? So I reckon Minder is on that bar, right? And he's a little bit to the right towards PvP.
Yes, he is.
And I think TRMZ is the exact same on the other side. Survival.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, but makes him the more rounded and better DayZ player, in my opinion.
Yeah, but again, that's for your play style, right? But then also, actually, does it make him better? Because the game is way more focused towards survival than it is PvP.
Yeah, so that's how I think I should be judged.
Yeah.
So, yes, Andy, you're a better PvP than me, but I am out surviving you on a server. Like, if we were to play like a server, I would out survive you because I pick up all the supplies and I wouldn't have anything I didn't need.
Challenge accepted.
All right, goodbye, sir. I'll see you in Churnerus.
Okay, so let's talk map knowledge. Map knowledge is an absolute must for any survivor.
Yes, 100%.
We're talking not traveling on the road, you know, avoid MSRs.
Avoid MSRs.
We're talking being able to go directly to somewhere, like you spoke about with Smoke the other day.
Yep.
Going, right, let's go northwest and we'll end up in Nadbor or wherever it was.
Yeah, 100%. So Churnerus, let's go off the OG original map. Churnerus, TRMZ has the fountain of knowledge. Do you know what I mean? He keeps himself current on a lot of maps. He knows where he's going at all times. He can go to a town and he'll go, right, I mean, Gaglovo, as he's approached it in a way that he's probably not approached it at all before. He'll go, yeah, I know I'm in Gaglovo because he can. That town is pictured in his mind. I mean, I'm like that with certain towns on other maps. Like you're like me. Oh, what town's this? And I'll be like, oh, this is Cushino. And you're like, really? I went, yeah. PD opposite, well next to PD. And you're like, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. As an example of that as well, I saw TRMZ play an event last year. And he was up near like Tissy Town, maybe a town or two before there. And he was dying of thirst. He's like, I'm pretty sure there's a pond right through this wood or whatever. You know, who the hell memorizes ponds? Anyway, he carried on running, came across the pond, filled up his water bottle. He ended up getting shot by some guy that jumped out of a car. But
he knew that pond was there.
What the hell? That's insane.
Like, he always knows when he's gone past his last water source when he's up to Tissy. Because you know how barren Tissy is up the north there. He always knows to get water from the last water source. Now, not many people that play the PvE style would know that. They're just going to Tissy for a little bit of a fucking, bit of a ruckus. But the got someone like TRMZ.
Bit of a reach around.
Yeah. Bit of a fuckery. But someone like TRMZ, who I consider the best all rounder, he would be the he would personally know where his last water source is. He'd know the map. He'd know all the stuff. I judge it on how good you are at all round. So even if your PvP is a little bit lacking, but your map knowledge is up, it drags the rest of your stats up. You're a better player than someone that's just excellent at PvP, but shite at keeping all your stats up.
Because PvP is unavoidable. So I think anybody that that is anywhere decent at the game in survival element, they have to have something about them in PvP as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't make it to Tier C. Because who has got all the way to Tier C without being shot at on a full server?
Yeah, but it's very rare. You haven't run into anybody.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah, it's insane. Can you think of any players right now that are really good at survival but dog shit at PvP? Like, only fucking roleplay and PvE players, right? That's it.
Yeah, because the survival player is the more all-round player.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah,
many...
Yeah, we stumbled across something,
yeah,
Dave.
But you know many PvP players that are not good at other aspects of the game, so they drag you down.
Yeah. Yep.
That drags their rest of 100%. Their stats down. So this is what I come like. This is how I envisioned this episode going, was actually highlighting the fact that actually being an all-round DayZ player, like having a nice interaction, knowing when to gauge who's good at interacting and who isn't, you know what I mean, where you can gauge whether that guy's going to double cross you or not, having your player survive the longest, not having the most kills, is the better DayZ player. Obviously not the guy that shies away from any interaction, hides in the woods and you never see him throughout the game, like the tortoise. We call him the tortoise. He just hides in his hides in his shell. You never see him come into a town unless they're needed. Them guys are not good at the game. They can survive the whole fucking time, but the rest of their stats are lacking.
So a good survival player will know, like, animal spawns, where they are. They'll know things like gun sounds. They'll know animal sounds.
What
they'll
best
know
times
how
of
to
fishes.
How to, yeah, the quickest way to do X, Y, Z, like craft something.
Dry his boots off in his, like, you know,
cooking pot. Yeah, yeah, they'll have all the tips and tricks, all the shortcuts.
They would have looked at our tip list and dragged everything out of there, all that knowledge, and then they know how to be the best DayZ player there is. I mean, in all fairness, I was talking to Ice Kiki, and she was saying the amount of things that she's learned from our tip list, just studying the tip list, like, she had no idea you could eat rotten food. And after the stream, she was like, I didn't know you could do that, only eating it by a little bit, by a little bit. I just discard rotten food, even if I'm starving. I'm like,
What is that from?
The start of Jurassic Park. Where it's just like, you can't log on to the...
So I reckon maybe, like, an unstoppable force would be someone... at the level of TRMZ, slightly left of that scale, and then someone slightly right, like Minder. So the one that's better at PvP can get all the tips and tricks or whatever of that survival person. Like, for instance, don't worry, there's a friggin' pond right around the corner in these reeds that no one knows about. And secondly, if they get attacked at that pond, the PvP better person can... carry that load, you know, carry the weight of the PvP side, give the tactics and all that kind of stuff, and maybe hit more of their shots than the survival dude.
Yeah, so you're saying the best Deadpool that we can put together has the map knowledge of Smoke,
yeah,
the PvP skills of Taupe,
yeah,
and the best all-rounder survival skills of TRMZ, and you put that to one player and you get Dave. No, sorry. You definitely don't get fucking Dave, that's for sure.
I don't think it's possible to be...
I don't think it is.
To be Smoke on map knowledge and survival, as well as being Taupe at PvP.
Yes.
I don't think you can do both. I think you need to get to that S tier, and then you lean one way or the other. And you lean slightly left or slightly right.
So your stats of another type of play put your other drag you, if you're trying to work on, say, your survival, your PvP skills will slowly come down to more level.
Yeah.
If you were to do it on a bar chart.
Sure. I don't know.
Like, so if you have a bar chart, you draw your axes, you know, X or Y axes, yeah, and at the top you've got 100% on your PvP, but then your survival's down low. If you drag your survival up to, say, 60%, your PvP, if you're focusing on that, your PvP may come down to like 80%, So they're more like level. Your stats are more like level because you're never going to be amazing at PvP if you're focusing on your survival because you've got to worry about food. So who is this hybrid player and have they started the game yet? Where's the messiah of DayZ?
What, there's just shit hot at both? 100% in both?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Where? He's just a very naughty boy.
Give it another 10 years.
Or you think he's being born? Do you think he's slowly being created?
You can't play this game until you're 18, Dave. So he was born 8 years ago.
He was born 8 years ago?
Huh? Yeah. So
I'll check all the local hospitals.
Please do not. Please don't go to the hospital and say, can I have all the information you've got on kids that are eight?
People that were born 8 years ago that have basements in their mum's houses.
What the fuck?
Imagine that's had the criteria. Because they got to be only playing PC games. They can't have any real life stuff going on.
And their parents have a dislike to console.
Yeah, and he went through a divorce, so the other parent like bought loads of PC stuff for him.
Yeah,
to be on the good side.
Have you got that, please?
Yeah, correct. And I can't believe you don't judge people on that. How do you not have these stats?
Call yourself an organisation. Couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery.
Couldn't argue a pregnancy in a central delivery suite. So we have just defined that actually the benchmark for being good at the game is being the ultimate all-round survivor. So you've got to be good at PvP.
Yeah.
You've got to be good at survival map knowledge. Yeah. So these guys that just use PvP as a benchmark get good.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just feel like if you're 100% on survival, I feel like the max you could be on PvP is 80%. And then vice versa. That's the same. You know what I mean? 100% on PvP, you're only 80% on survival maximum. I think if you've got both those people with each other, then that's an unstoppable force.
Do you know how we're going to filter the men from the boys in this?
Warm your hands up and ask them to cough.
No, that's the wrong clinic. Sakal.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a survival playground, man.
Hashtag. Everyone's going to want to play it, but the guys that go onto their maps because of the highly popped map just for PvP and they keep getting ill with the new diseases and they keep not getting, you know, the stats up and they keep failing, and then you got someone like Smoke who's just, he knows the map in the first 2 weeks because he's traveling everywhere, surviving, just loving life. This new map will teach you who the better DayZ player is.
That's what we're going to need to do when that map comes out, is just try and learn it as quick as possible. Avoid fights, you know, that kind of thing. We'll just try and learn it.
100%. And like me and Andy is the better of the PvP between us two, but I am obviously the better survival guy. So with our, you know, duo, we're a semi-rounded team.
Yeah, but you're fucking, what's it called? Map, not map knowledge, but map awareness, I guess?
Yeah, map awareness, yeah.
See, that's something that you could work on. And then, but I guess PvP in general, I need to work on, if I'm honest with you. But
I need to get better at PvP. The amount of times that I'm missing shots and just easy ones as well, I'm just not getting good. I have been playing a lot more of certain games that get me better at PvP, but I feel that if I start, like I said, like this is another reason why this episode's in my head, because I feel like when I do a little bit of the streaming, I'm focusing on PvP. I'm thinking, you know, I shouldn't be judged on how good my PvP is, because I'm actually a very good survival person.
I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
See, we just went through this episode. You can't do this to me now.
All right, I guess, so basically we tried to measure the immeasurable and we turned up with almost nothing. We got a little something, but yeah, I don't think people can disagree with that. We nailed it, mate. We nailed it.
Absolute nailed it.
Just like I nailed your... Friendly!
All right, Andy, so moving on to the next bit. This is video of the week.
Can we just revisit you saying, all right, Andy?
All right, Andy.
Yeah, you sounded well West Country, like, all right, Andy, I got a video of the tip for you week now.
Video of the week tip. Video of the week, Andy, this week goes to a very good friend of our thing, Wobo.
Didn't he win last week's?
No, someone else
won the week. He won the week before.
Yeah, he won the week before. But this one I feel needed to win because I have enjoyed the facts. It's surviving infected meat and heavy metal poisoning. Daisy, yes. 1.26.
Saw this.
4 days. It's been out for 4 days, so it would have been out for 11 days when this comes out, yeah?
Yeah.
He's got 47K views already.
That's more. Because this episode's coming out on the 31st.
Is it?
18 days.
Yeah, this is going to surpass 500,000 quite easy, I reckon.
500,000 views.
Yeah, if the right people watch it.
And you say, if enough people watch it, it will. No shit, Dave. Fucking shit.
If 500,000 people watch this fucking film, 500,000 views will be on it, all right? But yeah, I feel this is going places, this one. This is on the train to London Express.
Is that a saying?
Yeah, that's a saying.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, the guys from the West Country, they say this saying, that train is going as fast as a train to London.
Going uptown? You don't want to go near the townies out there.
You don't want to go to Earl Town, the London towns.
Well, I'm going to take your word for it, but I enjoyed it regardless.
Thank you. But yeah, this one here is going to teach us all we need to know on what meats are good, what meats are bad. I believe, and it's just a sneak peek, predator meat is bad.
Ooh.
And? Rabbits are good.
I'm editing that out.
Why?
Because rabbits don't exist, Dave!
Hares. Wensleydale.
Just the tip. From me to you.
Where you going with this next?
Give him a one in the and one in the.
You gonna put that one in?
Probably not.
Oh, why not, man? You're such a Buzz Killington.
Fine. I mean, yeah, it was. It's not like scripted, but then I edited it. Is there intent there? Probably.
Intent. I'm pitching intent.
Fucking hell. Right, this. What can we call this? Think of a name as I'm giving you the description, right?
Okay.
I only just found out that on the ATOG site, you know, it has that yellow crosshair.
Yeah, the one has like little notches and stuff.
Yeah. So each width of that cross, it's a yellow vertical line, and then there's several horizontal lines that get smaller the further down they go down that vertical line, right?
Yeah, give yourself a triangular shape.
So that width there of each horizontal line represents the shoulder width of the person that you're aiming at.
Holy dick.
So if you're aiming, this is so difficult to describe over a podcast.
It is, but I'm getting the gist.
If you're aiming at someone and they're 400 meters away, you would line up that 400, that marker, and it would line up with the four line. So you'd line that up, see where their shoulders marry, what line their shoulders are closest to, and it lines up closest with the 400 meter line. So then you use that line as your new crosshair. So you don't have to zero your keyboard or zero your gun or anything like that. You just move that 400 line up to their head and you'll get a headshot.
That is bloody good tip. And you're going to call it A. Cogington.
A.
Cogsworth.
Oh, A. Cog Rocky.
A. Cog Rocky, yes.
I was thinking, what's that fucking dude's name? You can tell I don't listen to rap or whatever the kids call it these days. Hip-hop. Rap or bebop.
Hey. Bebop and pop.
Back in my day.
It was all jive, boy.
A. Cog Rocky. I don't know if I did explain that very well, but...
I got that. It was good. I think you did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. Have some of that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Oi! Episode 95, done and friggin' dusted, boy!
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one, actually. You know, I don't want the narrative of DayZ to be the benchmark of you got to be good at PvP to play the game.
It isn't, and it never will be. It never has done. It will be about survival.
And it should. And it should be about adventures and survival, like interactions and survival, rather than, punching the guy at the nearest freshy well for his fucking rag.
I mean, that will always be there because that shit's fun to do, but it shouldn't be the thing that you judge yourself by on whether you're good or not at Daisy.
That's not fun to do. Fun to do is the time where people could only set fires.
Hi, it's Editor Andy here. Just a brief interruption whilst Dave tells the same fucking story again. And cutting it out is nowhere near as funny as just talking over him. So here you go. Anyway, it looks like he's about wrapping up. And...
that's what made fucking milkshake come out my nose.
Do you know what I think would fix a lot of the PvP-ness of DayZ at the moment?
What's that?
If they fixed, or not fixed, they leveled up base building in vanilla. Because the reason a lot of players move over to servers like Rearmed or Endzone or Aftermath and that kind of stuff is because the base building is way above vanilla. It's another level.
Vanilla base building is like, it is primal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible. There's no point in doing it. It's so easy to break into. Well, I mean, we're not talking about vanilla servers here, I guess. We're talking about community servers still, but just the vanilla...
Base game.
Base building, yeah, that's it. I think if they fixed that or worked on it or something, just made it way better than it is now, I feel like that would be enough to draw a lot of those kind of people back. And then those people coming back would be... of course, they're going to be PvP-focused to begin with, but then they're going to have more opportunity to interact
and have more of an adventure survival rather than it just be full PvP like fucking Pings and a Hell Let Loose server, really.
Yeah, that's it.
But I fully agree with that. I fully agree that actually you make a base on a vanilla game, it is a hard thing to do for it to be wiped out in less than 5 minutes by someone with a Vega. Do you know what I mean? With like a couple of weapon cleaning kits, and you've got months of work in there, where actually it should be quite hard for someone to break into your base. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, the risk versus reward there, it doesn't marry up at all.
No.
Well, there we go. So thank you very much. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give us a like, a rating, a wonderful comment, maybe a slap on the back, a tickle of the balls.
Yeah, a little bit of slap and tickle.
Yeah, but you just like the slap on the balls, though.
I like the flick on the balls. Like,
oh,
I feel sick.
Every dude's butt just puckered then.
Yeah, everyone felt kind of like sick.
Well, you know when a Family Guy, when they fall over, I hurt their knee. That's how I've just felt. And let's move on from that. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly A Daisy Podcast. Be good, love you lots. Until next time,
ciao for now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.